USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Thursday referred to an OAN report that said Dominion Voting Systems deleted 2.7 million votes for him in his reelection campaign. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says Texas turned down using Dominion Voting Systems because after many tests, they determined the systems were unreliable with flaws in the hardware and software.
Well, we tested this, I think, three different times from 2012 until more recently, and each time we found system failures, hardware and software, and we discovered that these systems were subject to different types of unauthorized manipulation and potential fraud. So there is a reason that Texas rejected it. We didn't do it arbitrarily. We did it because we knew that these were unreliable systems. We didn't want to trust them. We didn't want to be in the same situation that some of these other states are in now, where we're questioning the results. So we clearly believe that this was a problem.
The state of Georgia uses Dominion Voting Systems. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The man who lost a close Senate race to Senator Lindsey Graham in South Carolina will likely be the next Democratic National Committee chair following an announcement that current chair Tom Perez is not seeking re-election. Jamie Harrison recently said he would give a good look to running for the seat, although he has not officially decided. Over 65,000 truckers are planning to voice their opinions. USA Radio News John Clemens has more.
They already did a small-scale dry run on Veterans Day, and now they want to do something bigger over the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Cliff Abbott writes for the trucker newspaper.
Basically, what they're trying to do is just get everybody to not work over that Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Some called for a slow roll on the nation's highways or blocking lanes to get attention.
They just want to get attention by shutting down trucks over that holiday in hopes that, you know, America will notice maybe some of the shelves are starting to lose their stock or they can't get gasoline for their cars and they might wake up to the plight of the trucker.
That is Cliff Abbott of the Trucker newspaper. This is John Clemens reporting.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball Cy Young Awards were announced for both leagues. USA Radio News Dan Naraki tells us more.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thursday Night Football saw the Colts beat the Titans 34-17 at Nissan Stadium in Music City. Winning quarterback Philip Rivers on NFL Network says the team is looking forward.
Green Bay in 9-10 days will be the biggest one of the year because that's the one we're playing. But, we're just a team that's continuing to get better. And all the teams I've been a part of and just being around the league for a long time, the teams that are playing the best in November and December are the ones that get to play in January and ultimately you hope to play in February. So we just got to continue to improve, but we need to win along the way. And this is a huge game. Every game's huge the rest of the way out. And I love these Thursday night games, especially after a win. You get that mini bye, and then we get to regroup and get ready for Green Bay.
Next week for the teams, the Colts will host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The Titans will travel to the Baltimore Ravens. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.